Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. 1870 to 2020, history debunked by Roald Holt, is dedicated to all the victims of wars that a small minority of evil and soulless monsters have started and supported for power and profit. He has seen how history has been manipulated to convey a picture of fighting wars for justice and freedom and to expose the evil of the Germans, when in fact all the evil originated from forces within the leadership of the Western powers and their handlers. History debunked opens eyes on what really happened and still is happening in the world. Roald was born in 1939 in southwest Germany before World War II started. His father owned a photo studio but was drafted into the German army in 1941, sent to the Russian front where he died at year's end. His mother continued with the photo business until she died in 1949, and he spent his teenage years at his uncle's. In 1960, he emigrated to Canada, where he worked as a photographer. Then went to university for a Bachelor of Arts and Bachelor of Education degrees, and before retirement in 2000, owned an apple and cherry orchard in British Columbia. History Debunked is recipient of the prestigious Plum Award for Literary Excellence, and Roald Holt, author of 1870 to 2020, History Debunked, How Wars and the Scapegoat of Zionism Were Created, is with us on This Week in America. Roald, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
So much to talk about. This book is really fascinating, and I just touched on your early life, which is really important to the information, the perspective you bring. Talk a little bit about that early life in Germany, born again in 1939.
First, I should tell you that I added another probably 40 pages to the book, and it's now from 1871 to 2000. 21.
Interesting. So it's really up to date. When you buy the book, and the book's available at writersrepublic.com, and we'll give you that information, it's the most recent information that's available. Talk about those early years growing up in Germany during this tumultuous time there.
Yes, it was during the wartime. I remember quite a bit back to when I was under 3 years of age. Actually, the most vivid memory was when my mother started to cry, and I couldn't console her, and she didn't tell me what, but I found out later it was when the message came that my father died with diphtheria on the Russian front. So then after all this, I thought, why did he have to die? Why did he have to go to war? Why was there a war? And this is what enticed me to write this book. And with the research, I found out a huge amount of information, mostly coming from the United States and some Jewish people that have seen behind the curtain and have been very open and even at the expense of their being ostracized by their own community. And told the story that I tried to include in the book.
Well, and you did it so well, and so many people have read it and said, I thought I understood this period. I am learning something in reading the book, History Debunked. Roald Holt is the author and our guest on the program. Talk about the impact this made on you in determining who you are and putting everything in perspective. What was this like for you in finding out who you are?
Well, I always try to find the reason why we are treated like we are by the authorities, and what impact and what rights they have to do what they do to the rest of us, and this is being quite revealing you know, when you dig into it, and it shows how brainwashed mankind is, you know, by a few nefarious and wicked people that seem to have no compassion. And, you know, I said, well, probably don't have a soul, but everybody has a soul. And what will happen to that soul once this this physical body is no more? The soul is eternal, and they will have a terrible time in eternity for what they've done.
Yes, so many shocking details, and the book is so well researched that you put together. And by the way, the video version of this interview is on our YouTube channel. You can find it by just Googling. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Click on the videos icon, and you'll go directly to the YouTube channel and find this with Roald Holt. That's Roald Holt. WritersRepublic.com in the bookshop, a great place to buy a copy of the book. A little bit more in the background, I talk about going to Canada and what life led for you there in terms of work and education in Canada. Talk about that, because that really shaped who you are today, didn't it?
Yeah, well, after apprenticing as a photographer in Germany, I saw there's no purpose in opening a studio. I joined the police force and went into training for 3 years because I didn't want to go to the military. On account of my father dying in the war, I didn't want to have anything to do with military. So, but after I had a good education at the police academy, that I had the desire to learn some more, and then especially I was always interested in foreign languages, so a little bit of Italian, French, and Spanish, and I always wanted to learn English, and so I had a friend in Alberta. That immigrated to Canada 4 years earlier, and so I came to Canada and lived with them for half a year until I found them work as a photographer in Edmonton for about 4 years, and then I had upgraded my high school education, and then went to university, finished the B.Ed. and B.A. and was teaching for 2 years. And then I became a government a film censor for about 3 years. And then we bought the orchard in the Okanagan and moved down here and raised two kids. And in 2000, I retired and devoted my time with more studying, with painting, playing music, and writing.
Well, and writing, and that's so important. I mentioned that going to Canada, work and education, that's the foundation of work and education for you. But the real foundation of you as a person was back in those early days in Germany. And it sounds like those memories are vivid, like they happened a week ago. Talk about the reason for writing the book. This sounds like something that you probably had in the back of your mind for a long time, to put this book together. Why did you write this?
Well, I saw what's going on in the world, in the politics, and the wars, you know, Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan, basically, it was the First World War and the Second World War. How did these wars start? And who started them, really? You know, we blame everything on Hitler. Hitler was just one of the teeth in a cogwheel of history. And even he now, I found out, he was trained partly in the Tavistock Institute in London, along with Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt. They all had this Tavistock Institute background. And Hitler was actually an agent for these evil groups that wanted to take over the world and make everybody a slave. You know, this was part of the background, and the revelation I got from people like the German Kaiser and Hitler himself, and especially from Benjamin Friedman, who had this talk in New York in 1962. And also I met Ernest Zundel in Germany before he died about 4 years ago. And he revealed to me that he was traveling with Benjamin Friedman to some lectures that he gave on the background of World War II and back to World War I, because Friedman was at the Versailles Conference and was an advisor to some of the presidents. So all these people I included, the full speech of Friedman actually, and Kaiser's last letter. And so this gave me more impetus to write this book. And now the last section was actually the election in the United States, and how evil this whole process was designed and to push Trump out of office, because not that he was the nicest person. I'm not a fan of Trump that much, but what he did was that he got in because the people voted him in, and the Democrats were lax and thought, oh, Clinton is going to make it anyway. This Trump will never mount to anything. And so they didn't hijack the election and let it go a normal way, and that's why Trump got in. And now this last election, of course, they had to correct the mistake they made earlier, and this is what happened. And that's what I tried to convey in the book also. So,
well, the book is updated.
History repeats itself.
Yes, you know? The book is updated, as you mentioned in the beginning. It's History Debunked: How Wars and the Scapegoat for Zionism Were Created. Rowald Holt is the author. That's Rowald. Holt is Holt. You'll find the book at the usual places. WritersRepublic.com and the bookstore is a great place to go. We have all this information on our website. But the time is going by so quickly. I said in the beginning, the book will open eyes on what really happened and is still happening in the world. You live in Canada. What are your thoughts, concerns about Canada and world politics?
This is a long story, but I'm making it short. Canada is, and Germany as well, are not countries. They are corporations. And Canada does not have a constitution, neither has Germany a constitution. And this is one of the things that Canadians don't know. They think they have a constitution. It's not true. And Canada has no queen. The Queen of England is not the Queen of Canada as we perceive that it is. You know, we have all, if you go to the court and the name of the Queen and all this nonsense, you know, it's not true. You know, the last Queen was Queen Victoria, who died in 1901. And at the Statute of Westminster granted independence to Canada from Britain. But we are still tied to because these nefarious politicians and they lie and they deceive, and this is what the broad public thinks is true. It's not.
History Debunked is the appropriate title for the book by Roald Holt. It's an eye-opening book. The book is available at writersrepublic.com and the bookshop, other places as well. Boy, time is going by so quickly. I want to ask you, from your perspective, who runs the world?
Well, the world is run basically by the bank empire of the Rothschilds and their cronies, and it includes all of most of the multi-billionaires, and you know they have no connection to the people. All they're after is to expand their power and their wealth. These are the, you know, of course, you're talking about the deep state, and the deep state is made up of these things, and the military, the people that produce the arms and everything. And if you think what one of the aircraft carriers, and how many have we got, you know, cost, and how many houses could be built, And of course, one of the things is the waste of material and the resources and the hydrocarbons that we use, and this is another area where we could have free energy for the last 100 years. But it has been suppressed because of these evil people trying to make money only, you know, at all costs. There was Nikola Tesla drove a car with free energy, and he had so many patents that were all suppressed or stolen or put on the shelf. So that electricity and coal and oil and all this could be extracted and made money off, you know. And there was the Victor Schauberger, who was described in a book. So he said that everything that includes fire is evil and should not be used. It's water that is the solution, and instead of fission should be instead of fusion fusion should be the energy source. Yes. Not fission, you know, like atomic reactors and all this is fission. Fusion is like this, using thorium and another material and water has a lot of energy that could be used. You know, we could have a world free of pollution. We could have a world free of hunger. With free energy, you could raise food up in the Arctic or Antarctic or anywhere in the deserts. You know, we could extract water from the air. All these things are available. I had a friend who developed a machine with free energy based on magnetism. He didn't get anywhere. He died a few years ago, unfortunately. But he had people coming to him, offering him $10 million. And he said, no, I'm not going to sell it to you because it will disappear. Nobody will ever hear from it again. And he's not the only one that developed these machines. But all these people, they don't have the funds to do. With $2 billion, we could have all this free energy, you know. And so, but it's been suppressed as long as this this cabal of evildoers is ruling the world, it'll get worse.
The book is such an eye-opener, a fascinating read. History Debunked, How Wars and the Scapegoat for Zionism Were Created by Roald Holt. A minute left here in the program. What do you hope people get? Your intent in writing this, what do you hope people, the takeaway is when they finish reading History Debunked?
It will open their mind. They will have a different outlook on the world.
Yes.
And I must say, I have nothing against Jewish people, but there is a group amongst them which even the Jewish people hate, you know, and Netanyahu is one of the worst guys, and he has a lot to do with 9/11, and I have a report I just added, the 30 pages of the called the Caesarian Mafia. And he's one of those, and he is hated by many Jews, especially the ones in the United States. But the top ones are part of this gang, and you can see their names like Feinstein and all their all these German sounding names.
Yes.
You know, like in the owner of the towers and all this, they all had their hands in it. Otherwise, why were they just happened to be not in the building when they collapsed? You know, so
history.
the Kennedy assassination, everything is tied to this, because if a president is elected and he doesn't do what he's being told, then he's on the blacklist. And this was Trump. Well, no, Biden got in because he now has to do what he's being told.
Well, so, the book is fascinating, as you can tell by listening to Roald talk about what's in the book, newly updated. It's History Debunked, How Wars and the Scapegoat for Zionism Were Created. Roald Holt, that's R-O-W-A-L-D, Holt, H-O-L-T. Book available wherever books are sold, the usual places. I'll send you to writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. And, of course, we've got this information on our website. Roald, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you, sir, for being with us on the program. Excellent job with the book. We'll stay in touch. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, and have a nice day.
You as well, Roald Holt.
Warmer than ours.
The book is History Debunked. Yeah, stay warm up there in Canada. History Debunked, Our Wars and the Scapegoat for Zionism Were Created. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.